Do it.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Strive for Strength podcast. Today, I am super excited because I have a pretty longtime friend now, I guess you could say, and she is just absolutely smashing it in fitness industry, helping other people, and she is just such a positive light in the community. And on top of that, she is a 21-year-old living in London, and you guys would not believe the amount of things that she is doing right now in her life. She is the creator of the Strength Feed hashtag and community. She is a CEO, entrepreneur. She is just a complete badass. And I am super, super excited to have my good friend Lauren Tickner on today. So welcome, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me. Wasn't that a nice introduction? I'm so flattered right now.
Yes. So I met Lauren last year at Body Power officially in person. And since then, we've actually been together quite a few times, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So all the foodie adventures. So guys, if you haven't checked out Lauren, make sure that you do. She's on YouTube, Instagram. And as of recently, she's really changed her brand to further help people. And it's honestly just amazing to see the things that she's doing, especially being 21 years old. And as you guys know, I'm super big about, being successful at a young age and not letting others bring you down. So Lauren, I would love to ask you a little bit about, obviously where you started in terms of creating your Instagram and fitness and kind of from there go on about how you've evolved. So where did your journey really start when it comes to fitness and really getting onto social media?
So getting onto social media, it's kind of a funny story and it's so different to where I'm at now, but I started my Instagram account as a private account. And this was actually back when I was 16 years old. So like you were just saying about kind of being a young person, just doing their thing. So I was doing it. I was super happy. Absolutely loved kind of the whole fitness community. And I made my Instagram account because I wanted to connect with other people who were in the fitness industry. Because I actually followed kind of like Kayla Itzine, I don't know how to say her surname, but like the girl that owns that BBG company, Kayla Itzine or something. I followed her and I literally was like, oh my gosh, this girl is amazing. She's got so many people commenting on her posts. And I saw all these other girls who were just commenting. And like, I was like, I want to be friends with them because they were commenting back to each other. And it was just this community. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to make friends with these people. I saw Paige Hathaway and all that. And so, and then my own fitness account, it was private. And then I was realizing, not many people were following me because it was a private account. And I just thought, okay, right, I got to do something about this. So I made it public and I was posting a ton of recipes because I, funnily enough, actually built I built my first 70,000 followers through doing macro-friendly recipes, which is kind of crazy when I look back now, because obviously that is quite far from what I do now. But anyway, so I made my account, it was private, then made it public, and the boys in my year at school when I was 17 years old absolutely took the mick out of me. And you guys don't say that in America, do you? But basically they bullied me, and so they were really horrible to me, really nasty. It made me want to stop, but fortunately I actually kept on with it despite the fact that everybody around me was literally, when you like walk into school and you can just tell that everyone's been talking about you and you just feel so embarrassed. That's how I felt every single day. And of course I still have my friends and like they never really meant it in a way that was, I guess, like so horrible. But when you're the one that is facing all of this criticism for being different to everybody else, it really, really hits you. And it really, really makes you feel uncomfortable. It makes you feel like you're different. It makes you feel like you're weird. And there was just so many instances where people were just like asking me, why the hell are you doing this? This is so strange. What's wrong with you? Why, like, what is this all about? And especially as a girl who was lifting, I was the only girl in my year who was doing weight training and stuff. So yeah, I kind of started my social media journey in a way that really wasn't very positive, if I'm honest. Like, I enjoyed it personally, but the people around me made me feel kind of like I was a weirdo for doing it. And it made me kind of want to stop and not continue on with what I was doing. But then I suppose I kept at it because I loved the people that I was connecting with online. Kendall and I became friends because of social media. So like that just gives you just an example. I'd say about 9 out of 10. You know what? Here's a good example. My boyfriend, I know him from Instagram. And so like when you think about it that way, like I'd say about 9 out of 10 of my closest friends are from social media. And so I'm so thankful that I didn't quit when I was so close to it. And I think like anything in life, you know, you're always going to have people judging you, you're always going to have people criticizing you, you're always going to have people mocking you. And it's just about if it feels right to you, and if it feels like it's something that you really want to pursue, you have to do it. Because, you know, in the long term, it's gonna serve you and it's gonna benefit you. And I sure as hell I'm reaping the rewards of that now, because it means that I've been able to not only drop out of university, but I've also been able to quit my corporate job twice. And so now, yeah, doing this whole thing full time. So it's really, really cool. And yeah, I just absolutely love it.
Yeah, so I definitely want to talk about, obviously, you know, the kind of shift that you've had as of recently. But where did you really see, you know, when you kind of stopped giving a shit about everyone who was, you know, making fun or kind of mocking you or anything like that, where did you really like see a shift in yourself? What made you kind of go after it?
So I think, like, at the beginning, I've always been really outgoing and really confident. But I think in the beginning, I used to be outgoing and confident because it was kind of like a mask. It was a mask of my insecurity, because I was actually a really insecure person. So backtracking a little bit to kind of, I guess, a bit more of my fitness journey, I was actually overweight for my height back when I was up until about 15 years old, maybe 16. And I then lost weight really unhealthily in a really bad way that I would never recommend to anyone now. But the reason why I actually touch upon this is because the fact that I lost that weight in such an unhealthy way then taught me that I need to be healthy, because it gave me terrible anxiety attacks. I had it's called panic disorder. So it's where, like, I would just have panic attacks every single day. Like, I wasn't able to last the whole entire day at school. And so I lost this weight rapidly. And then in tandem with losing that weight was when people were kind of mocking me all around me. And so it was just a whole bunch of things all at once. And then in the UK at that age as well, you have these exams called GCSEs, which are, like, really important. And especially because my school was, like, a really pushy school. So yeah, pretty much, like, tons of stuff was going on all at the same time. But then I think, like, over time, as I built up my strength in the gym, and as I kind of built up my social media following, like, everything was kind of going on the up all at the same time. And I guess I was able to become just more and more confident through doing what I was doing and through seeing that what I was doing was helping other people. And so, yeah, like, I guess for me, it's just about kind of realizing that your strength kind of, I think mental strength and physical strength are so in tune, and that's what Strength Feed is all about. And so, yeah, like, I think kind of for me, it's just about not caring what other people think about you. And despite the fact that I used to care so much, I think, like, as time has gone on, it's become apparent to me that there's always going to be people that don't like you, and you just got to deal with it.
So tell me a little bit about how Strength Feed came about then, and how you kind of have molded that into, I mean, starting your own kind of personal brand.
So yeah, like, as I just said, I think I've always been a massive mental health advocate because of this anxiety that I went through, and to a degree now still go through. So I just remember kind of one day I was like, I don't really know exactly how Strength Feed came about, but I do remember one thing. I remember scrolling through Instagram and just thinking, this is a feed. So, like, on Facebook you have, like, your news feed, and I was like, you have a feed. And then I was like, I was trying to think of a name for a hashtag. Yeah, exactly. And, like, I was just like, what could this hashtag be? And I was, like, thinking of all these things. And I just remember, like, Strength Feed. And it just came to me. And I was like, I love this. And then I wrote it down. And I have this piece of paper, which is literally, I've got it upstairs somewhere because I kept it. I was in my university room. And I just wrote it down, like, I'd say about 50 or 60 times on a page.
Oh my God.
And then I was just like, yeah, this is it. And so the reason why I started that is because, basically I wanted to kind of create a community of people who are wanting to become stronger both physically and mentally, because I was seeing this whole movement online where people were only really caring about the way they looked. And look, of course, the way you look to some people, like, that's really important. And if that's what motivates you and if that's what drives you, then, you know, if that's getting you to live a healthy lifestyle, let's say you're someone who's really, really overweight, but you want to look good and then in turn feel good as well, then that's fine. I mean, whatever your motivation is, it's going to be unique to you. But it's important that you realize that it's not only about how you look. It's also about how you feel. It's how you, your mental and physical strength. And so, yeah, like, I guess I started it, I think I started it just after I had done a bikini competition. So I just finished my prep and I was like, right, it's time to become stronger. And I want to start a journey, start a revolution where tons of other people are also feeling the same thing, but we're all becoming stronger together. And yeah, just this community of people. Because like I said, when I first started my Instagram, it was to create a community and to be a part of a community. And then I thought, if I can actually create my own community of like-minded people, then that's going to be amazing. And that's going to be something that I just want to do, because I wanted to allow people to realize that, you know, it's not just about your aesthetics, it's not just about how you look, but it's also about how strong your body actually physically is, what your body can do, how your body feels, how your mind feels, well, how strong your mind is. And so yeah, I mean, I guess, like, just like you, Kendall, you're massive about strength, you know, this podcast is called the word strength in it, so you're just like me in that sense. And I think so many people are now realizing the importance of strength, as well as, you know, obviously if you want to look good, then by all means go for it, but yeah, strength is so important as well. So yeah, I guess that's it.
So I know, like, obviously that kind of allowed you to more monetize your brand, and, you know, as well as you helping people and you know, on their own fitness journey and everything like that, it did a lot for you as well in terms of you know, you, like you said, leaving your corporate job, leaving school. So can you talk a little bit on how you felt and how that really propelled you into the future and kind of where you're at now?
Yeah, so I guess, like, you just touched upon kind of how I've monetized my personal brand. So I for any of the listeners, I made a fitness thing, like, which was part of the Strength Feed brand. And so that was like the first way that I kind of monetized my personal brand, other than doing brand deals. So it was like my actual own digital products. That was like the first stepping stone for me, and that was when I kind of got a taste of this whole digital landscape and this world of online business. And I was like, oh my gosh, you can really, really monetize your personal brand in a way that isn't through kind of sponsors and isn't through other people's company, in a way that's actually something that is close to your heart. And Kendall, you know about this as well, because you're doing it as well online, and it's really, really cool. And it's really, you know, it's awesome to see something that you've created really impacting other people, because that's what it's all about. It's all about having this positive impact on other people, about helping them. And, you know, the fact that you can earn money all while doing so is really cool. But as I said, like, it's not all about the money. It's about this impact and this fact that you're helping so many people. So I just really love the positive feedback I was getting online, and it just felt so cool. And so, I mean, like you just mentioned about my corporate job, I didn't feel that way when I was in a corporate job. When I was in a corporate job, I literally felt like this small fish in this massive pond. Like, I was having no impact. Like, I was achieving nothing. I was literally going to work every day to do something that in the future, probably 2 years from now, a machine is going to do. And I think that that's something, you know, it's really kind of crazy when you think about it, because in a couple of years from now, I think so many jobs are going to be lost. But the thing is, like, if you're really focusing on building up your own presence, if you're really focusing on creating movements, just like the Strength Feed movement, just like the Strive for Strength movement, if you're focusing on things like that, that can't be replaced. You know, a person-to-person relationship can't be replaced. Whereas a meticulous job where you get into the office at 7 a.m., having just done an hour and a half commute, where you go and reconcile the fund holdings. Yes, that's what I was doing. It was like this, like, math stuff, like, seriously, a computer's going to be doing that. Probably, it's probably already doing it. This was 2 years ago. And so this is just, it was this these mundane tasks that were so repetitive and boring. And, you know, people think that you have to leave your high school, you have to then go to university and get a degree, you have to then go work a corporate job and climb your way up the corporate ladder, because that's just what everyone else does. That's what your mum did, that's what your sister did, that's what your best friend is doing. And they think that they have to do the same thing just because everybody else around them is doing. And look, I went to a really good private school in England where everyone is super well educated. They went to the best universities in the UK. And, like, I'm not saying this to big myself up, but I did as well. I was doing the number one business course in the UK. And I'm just saying it because it's a fact of the matter. But the reason why I wanted to get onto that number one business course in the UK is because that's what everybody else wanted. And so I thought, if I have it, then I'm going to be successful. And then when I had it, I realized, oh my gosh, like I am just falling to this social norm. And I'm just, you know, I'm just doing it because it's the done thing. I'm not doing it because it's what I truly want to do. And it's so,
fitting in, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And like, I know you dropped out as well. And so we've both done that. And we've both now realized there's so much more to life. And I think it's so easy to be kind of close. It's not that you're being closed-minded. It's just because it's all that you know. And it's because you don't actually realize like how much potential there is out there until you try something new. For example, when I was in the fitness industry only, and I was just focusing on fitness, I just thought this was everything and it's all I knew. It's like all I knew kind of to post to social media was like full day of eating videos. And like, I still do them, of course, but that's all I knew. And then I kind of started to find out more about like online business. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's this whole world out here. And my mind was blown. Like seriously, Kendall, my mind was so blown. And I think kind of ever since then, I've just realized, whoa, I think as a human being, you just got to be so open-minded with everything and just try learn as much as you possibly can, but then really go all in on the things that you're good at.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that too is like actually applying yourself and experience. Like so many people are so focused on going to school, getting an education through, you know, teachers and, you know, an institution, whereas, you know, for me, and especially I'm probably sure for you too, you can seek things like mentorship and then also things like, you know, I definitely want to dive into talking about the courses that you provide as well. But for you, did you seek any kind of mentorship, or how do you think that, you know, you kind of evolved in terms of like learning this whole process?
Yeah, I find this one really interesting because I always hear people talk about having a mentor and, you know, like paying for someone else to coach them and stuff. And I think like I see the benefit in that so much, but personally, I actually have never done a mentorship program or anything. And the reason why I think I haven't done this is because I am one of these people, and Kendall, you know this about me just because like you obviously know me, but I'm one of these people where I get really obsessed with learning things, and I want to just figure it out for myself. Now this is a benefit and it's also held me back massively as well. So the reason why it's good is because it means that if I want to know something, I will find it out no matter what. I will wake up at like 5 a.m. I'll go to bed at like 2 so that I can find it out and so that I can just learn and so that I can get it done. And you know, I'm like very obsessive over being very productive. It's just, I have always been like, it's just how I am. Then the negative to this is it means that I'm wasting my energy on things that I'm not good at. So I've found it very hard to kind of outsource things. So this is something that I'm doing a lot more of now. So recently I've just actually got a new videographer who's doing like my social media videos and my like taking my photos for my social media platforms. And then I've also kind of hired someone to help me with like kind of making the sales for my course automated. So pretty much like running a webinar for me, like all these different things, all these like kind of more businessy type things. I'm getting them to help me with that so that I can focus on the things that I'm actually good at. For example, writing my Instagram captions, writing my emails to my email list, actually being the person in the vlogs and like making the content that people are actually paying me for and stuff. So I think getting a mentor is so valuable as well though, because like obviously I am a mentor to so many people and I've seen the growth of other people through that. But having said that, I know for sure that towards the end of this year I will be getting a mentor. And you know, I was just saying about how like I'm getting someone to help me with my funnels and like my automation of stuff. That person's not only going to be helping me with that, but they're also going to be teaching me it, because like I was just saying, like I like to know how to do everything. And I don't know, I guess for me it's just, it's one of those things where it's kind of hard for me to think, okay, I should probably outsource certain things, but I also like to know how to do it as well. So I think it's like one of those things where you need to weigh it up. And I know for sure in the future, as I try to scale my business, I need to let go of so much of that kind of, I suppose, control.
Yeah, I think you can probably relate to this too. I mean, I worked a PT job, 14-hour days, and you know, you worked a corporate job, and like, you sometimes just don't like being told what to do. But for me, for me, my thing is I had a really hard time investing in my own business and investing in myself. And I think sometimes that's where mentorship can definitely come in handy. And now for you, recently you kind of made a shift in your brand where, you know, you're still helping people through health and fitness, but you also want to help other people expand their personal brand so that, you know, obviously they can create influence to even more people, because not only then are you helping those people, but you're helping them help thousands of people. So I know as of recently, guys, I have decided to enroll in Lauren's online course, and it's called Impact Through Influencers. I will link in the description below so you guys can take a look at it. It's something that I truly value, and I think it's going to help you guys a lot too. So Lauren, I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about what pushed you to start that. And then if you want to kind of give like an overview of what it includes, I know I can obviously touch on it as well with you and, you know, relay to you guys what I've learned so far. But if you can kind of touch on your course that you recently just came out with and how that's kind of impacted you as well as others.
Yeah. So I basically decided to kind of create this course because I think for me, I've always been really into business. So I went to uni, as I said, to do, by the way, for any of my American listeners, uni means college. So like university.
I was so into it because I used to live in England. So I like know. Yeah.
I know, you're so used to it by now. So basically I went to college to study business, and like I've always been really into business. So actually, funny enough, like, you know, I was saying I used to work in fund management. My dream was to be the CEO of like this certain company in the UK, and that was what I dreamed of being. But now obviously like I'm kind of the CEO of my own brand, which is really cool. But anyway, so I wanted to make it because I just got so sick of seeing so many people struggle to build their personal brand. I was seeing these people, you know, people always focused on kind of just their social media following, and they were getting worried that they don't have enough followers, and they were getting sad that their photos weren't getting enough likes, and they were just struggling to stand out online, and they were getting sick of creating so much content and just it kind of going to waste because no one was really seeing it. And so I just was like, right, okay, I need to help these people because I know how I can help them. And so I just decided to create this course because, yeah, like I thought there's not really anybody kind of providing good, solid information out there to really teach people how to actually build a personal brand rather than just, because like, look, you can have a million social media followers, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have a strong personal brand. I think a lot of times people focus so much, like there's tons of courses out there that kind of teach you how to gain some followers on social media and all this stuff. And yeah, that's all well and good. And if they're properly engaged followers, then that's great. That's awesome. That means that you've been successful in building your personal brand. But 100%, if you focus on building your personal brand before you focus on the actual number of followers you have, you will be much more likely to realistically to earn more money from it, and also to get better and cooler kind of collaborations with brands, to be able to sell more of your own products, to be able to, you know, do speaking gigs if that's what you want, and all this stuff. So I just really wanted to show people a way to actually really build a brand that is going to make a positive impact in the world, that is going to allow you to leave a legacy, that is going to allow you to realistically quit your job and earn a full-time income through doing what you love online. And you know, it means that you can travel the world when you want and all this stuff. And look, it sounds like it's too good to be true, and I used to think it was as well. Like I genuinely used to believe like, oh, I can never live this life, these people are special, these people are different. And then it slowly started happening to me, and I was like, oh my gosh, these people are no different to you or I. They're literally just normal people who have actually just taken action and who've actually learned how to build a solid personal brand. So, I mean, I guess, yeah, the reason why I wanted to make it is purely because, like, I think so many people struggle, and it's just because they don't have the right strategies and formulas in order to do it. And I think it's because, you know, there's so many gurus online telling them these different things that they need to do, and there's all these myths like, oh, I've been shadow banned from Instagram, and oh, like all this stuff's happening, the algorithm's not in my favor and all this. And I'm just like, trust me, if you build like 1,000 true fans, not even 1,000 true fans, if you build 10 true fans, then you're gonna be set. Seriously. So yeah, I mean, I guess that's it. And you've seen it inside, Kendall. And I know, yeah, for sure. It's just like one of those things that I'm just so passionate about it.
And I love that, obviously, you know, I'm a few modules in. And the one thing, guys, just for the audience listening out there, is, you know, I've grown a social media following. You know, I've been doing it for almost two years now. But the one thing I never did, which I really, really loved, even just from the start of enrolling in Impact Through Influencers, is actually, like, freaking road mapping what I want to do. Like, I never actually, like, sat down and was like, okay, this is what I want to do. And the thing is, it goes so far beyond just Instagram, because I know a lot of my listeners obviously come from Instagram, but it's helped me want to really expand my podcast, my YouTube channel, even things regarding business like LinkedIn. Like, there's so many things that this goes into depth about that I never even really thought about beforehand. And it does make me, you know, want to think just outside of being in the world of fitness, because when I first started, I was so constricted into the world of bodybuilding. And at first it was the ed recovery community, then it was bodybuilding. And, you know, we all go into these extremes, and I wouldn't necessarily call myself closed-minded, but I would call myself narrow-minded. And so I think that the course has really opened me up to wanting to expand my brand into different kind of like sectors and different communities as well, just like you've done, Lauren.
Yeah, for sure. But Kendall, I also think, like, what you just said there about you were narrow-minded. I don't even think it's that you were narrow-minded. I think it's just that you don't know what you don't know. And when you're kind of I was the exact same. I was doing bodybuilding competitions, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I was posting about my prep, and I was like, this is everything. And like, I was just kind of like thinking that everybody wanted to be a bodybuilder. And it's like, now I have to really, you know, make it clear, like, not everyone's going to want to be an entrepreneur, and not everyone's going to want to build their personal brand. But that's now who I'm talking to. If I'm going to shut some people off, and if I'm going to lose some of the followers who were following me just for fitness, then that's okay. Because, you know, at the end of the day, they can go follow someone else who can help them to a better degree in fitness than I can. They can go and follow some people like Alan Aragon, who's an awesome scientific person, Stephanie Buttermore, Jeff Nippard. Like, these are all evidence-based people who produce awesome fitness content. And if I'm honest, like, I'm not the person who's going to be doing that anymore. I used to post a ton of scientific evidence-based fitness content. And if people still want to see that from me, then they can go watch my old stuff. But now I feel like it's my duty, and it is that I can just offer so much more to the world if I'm helping people with their personal brand, and if I'm helping them with online business. And you know, I think when it comes to pivoting your personal brand, and if this is something, Kendall, where you're looking at kind of maybe, you know, reaching new people in the future, maybe doing a few different things, then you're gonna have to understand, you know, you are gonna lose some followers, and a lot of people aren't gonna like it. But if they really truly care about you, and if they are people who have invested into your personal brand, and who have become a part of these, like I was saying earlier, these 1,000 true fans, these 100 true fans, then they'll understand, and they'll follow you on this journey. And the beauty is, you're gonna connect with new people who are also into this stuff. And I think that's what's cool about it. And I think, you know, there's no right or no wrong. It's just a different interest. And that is, again, the beauty of a personal brand. You can pivot, and you can adapt your content and what you're doing to be really, because it's all about, it is about you, you know, it is your personal brand, and that's what's cool about it. But then at the same time, you need to always be thinking, okay, how can I be adding value to this new audience? Because that's what it's about at the end of the day. Despite the fact that it's your personal brand, it's also about really what your audience can benefit from. So yeah, I think that that's it. I think
I love that, and I love that you've obviously been really brave and like courageous in the fact that you have, you know, shifted your personal brand, because a lot of people on Instagram get obsessed with follower count rather than the loyalty and the type of follower that they have. So I really admire you for that. And like I said, guys, if you know, if you want to come on this journey with me, with Lauren, and there's a bunch of other people too, I will put a link in the description for the Impact Through Influencers course. I highly recommend it. I have already learned so much, and I'm not even too far in as far as modules go, guys. So I'll definitely put that down below. And Lauren, I just want to thank you so much today for coming on, sharing your story, and kind of how brave and courageous you are for being 21 and entrepreneur, and just everything that you've done for everyone. So guys, I will let Lauren kind of take it away and tell you guys where you can find her at. So Lauren, if you want to tell the people where they can find you.
Yeah, so hello listeners. So basically I have a podcast called The Business Meets Fitness Podcast. So we talk about all things kind of, I guess like a lot of the content is really valuable if you have a business within the fitness industry. But even if not, there's a lot of good fitness content on there that's kind of like, I'll talk about things like productivity, mindset, all that. I do interviews with various different people. So yeah, like there's a lot of cool content on there that you might like. Also, I have YouTube as well, so it's just Lauren Tickner, and then Instagram at Lauren Tickner. I have Twitter as well, but I don't really use that too much. I don't know if people still use it, but I use it sometimes. I make some random ass tweets if you want to see some random stuff. So yeah, but I guess like Instagram, YouTube, podcast, they're the three main ones. And I do Instagram stories as well, but I used to do more of them. I don't do too many as well these days, just because like, you know, you can only focus your time on you can't focus your time on too many different things. So yeah.
Awesome, Lauren. Well, thank you so much for coming on today and you know, talking everything up. So I want to thank you. Thank you so much. So if you had one tip for everyone to strive for their strength, I always have to leave off with this. What would that be?
I think it's just about really kind of accepting yourself in every level. So accepting your body, accepting kind of this, the mindset and the state that you're in at the moment, and accepting what it is that you want to do in life as well, because I think, you know, this is something that can cause you issues both physically and mentally if you're getting stuck in a job that you hate. And you know, it's like similarly, like, you know, you need to know yourself when it comes to the type of training that you like. Don't feel like you have to do a certain type of training just because everybody else is doing it. You know, just because everybody else is a bodybuilder doesn't mean you have to be. You might love swimming, you know? So I think it's just, yeah, being like really self-aware. And I think that will allow you to become stronger physically, mentally, and all that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Lauren. And thank you for everyone who listened. Make sure that you guys stay tuned for the next episode.
Thank you.